Hi, I'm DB Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View. This Sunday, the Texans travel to San Francisco. Do you think it's pretty much the same game plan as they had going against Seattle? What are the differences?
Exactly the same. Look, they were really good in the first half against Seattle last week, and I think against San Francisco, you do see some similarities. But a major difference is now you're at Candlestick Park. It's a tough place to play. The Niners have a bigger defense. They have a bigger quarterback as well, DB. So the Texans have a lot of different things to deal with here, and they know they're coming off a very disappointing loss, but they played well for a large portion of that game, so they have to somehow carry that over into this one.
A big thing to focus on is turnovers. They're going to try to play turnover-free. That was something they wanted to work on last week. What's going to change in San Francisco?
Matt Schaub has to play better. It's flat out. I mean, he can't make that big mistake. Rewind last week's tape of this and play it again, because we said he can't make the gigantic mistake he did at the end of the Seattle game, so somehow he has to avoid that. But I liked a lot of what I saw against Seattle from Matt Schaub. How could you not? He threw for 355 yards. If he has a similar game and eliminates the mistakes, the Texans will be in outstanding shape in this one.
On the other side of the ball, quarterbacks Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, very similar. A lot of the guys have been talking about their similarities this week. Is there going to be a different game plan moving forward to try to contain them?
Well, I think you have to contain both of them because they both can make plays with their legs. So you have to watch out on the edges and that sort of thing. And we all know Wilson really hurt the Texans with his rushing yards last week. Kaepernick has been turnover prone this year. 4 interceptions, 3 lost fumbles. And we talked about that with Wilson. They got an interception late. Could have really helped them seal that game. It ultimately didn't. But I think Kaepernick is vulnerable as well. And the Texans defense, number one in the league, has to take advantage somehow.
I think my favorite quote of the week was when Whitney Merciless said that Kaepernick is much like Wilson, except with the legs of a gazelle.
Yeah, that's a pretty good quote. Kind of awkward for a football player to say that, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird that he noticed it. But speaking of defense, you've got the battle of two great defenses this week. You've got the Texans, who are now ranked first in the NFL, but San Francisco's not too shabby either.
Not too shabby at all. First in the NFC for the 49ers. And look, they've got a front seven that rivals any in professional football. You know, rankings, I think we weigh them too heavily this time of year. You're only through 5 weeks of football. These are two great defenses, and they're going to be on display Sunday night.
Good stuff, and hopefully we'll be hearing back from you with a win with Vandermeer's View after the game. So check out everything on HoustonTexans.com. I'm DP Sidhu with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View.